Welcome to Steadfast Hope. We are excited to bring to you a great devotion today. I'm Steve Lawson. This is Kent Steinbach. And this is Steadfast Hope. And we are in Herb's House Coffee Shop in Dallas, Texas. And just doing God's work here, Kent.
Absolutely.
So this is a special place. And we're in Genesis chapter 22. And for this devotion, we're in verses 10 through 12. And we are looking at when God called Abraham to take his son, his only son, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and there to build an altar and there to place his son upon the altar and to sacrifice him. And so we pick up the story in verse 10, Kent, as Abraham has, in verse 9, come to this place and built the altar and laid Isaac on the altar on top of the wood. And in verse 10, Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. So this is in motion. And he is ready to thrust his knife into the chest of his son because God has called him to do this. But in reality, it's a test. Will he obey God, no matter how great the sacrifice would be? And so as Abraham stretched out his hand and was ready to plunge the knife to slay his son, verse 11, but the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven. And Kent, this angel of the Lord is mentioned many times in the book of Genesis as the pre-incarnate Christ. The very same angel of the Lord would be in the burning bush in Exodus 3 and call out to Moses. The word angel means a messenger. And Jesus Christ really is the ultimate messenger of the Father. And so the angel of the Lord called to him, to Abraham, from heaven. Wow, this is all down from the throne of God above, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And to repeat his name twice speaks of the urgency of the moment and the intensity with which he called Abraham. And Abraham said, here I am. Verse 12, he said, the angel of the Lord, the Son of God, do not stretch out your hand against the lad. And do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Kent, this was a test.
Mm-hmm.
This was a test designed by God to see if Abraham would obey, if Abraham would trust God. If Abraham would be willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for him by offering his own son, would Abraham be willing to hold back nothing if God called him to such a test? And God allowed Abraham to be in midstream, in essence, to be at the very place with knife in hand and his son on the altar, ready to put him to death, ready to plunge it down. In that split second, God intervened. Now, God knew how this would play out because God's never learned anything. But Abraham needed to know that his faith was real. Abraham needed to know that I can trust God. Abraham needed to learn by personal experience that God will come through and that God will provide, that I just need to trust and obey, as the old hymn says, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And so, Kent, this is a powerful narrative from Scripture that really just grabs our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Kent, you have three sons. I have
garbage.
No, you have two sons. That's right. So I have three sons. I got a flip flop.
Yeah, you got a flip flop. It's early. It's early.
It's okay. I was thinking of Kenan.
Have some more coffee.
I was thinking of Kenan.
Yeah, right.
So you've got two sons. I have three sons. And if we had to put one of our sons on that altar, would we go through with it? If that's what God called us to do. So, Kent, we need to talk about this.
Yeah.
I believe you. I said you have three sons.
You were thinking I've got three daughters.
Yeah.
True.
Well, which is true.
All right, so.
It's hard to keep up with all the variables in your life.
Hard to keep up. So, Steve, this is like, if we think about this, is there anything more important to Abraham in his life?
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's something about our children. What is it that our children get our attention more than anything?
Well, they're our own offspring. I mean, our DNA is in them.
Right.
There is a part of us literally in them. And Isaac was the son of promise.
Yeah.
That Abraham was in his later 90s and Sarah was in her early 90s. And they were way past time to procreate and have a child. But God gave to them this son through whom the promise of God, the Abrahamic covenant, would be fulfilled. So this wasn't just any son.
Yeah.
Like, I have three, you have two.
Yeah.
Okay, we can lose one, and I still have a
worst
son.
Worst case, But, I mean, that don't even want to think like that.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
More elevated.
Yeah, even more elevated because this is the son of promise through whom the Abrahamic covenant would be fulfilled.
So
not through Ishmael, but through Isaac.
So this was nothing more important in his life. If anything revolved, Isaac revolved. He revolved around Isaac. Isaac revolved around him. I mean, it was just front and center in his life. So how do we tie that into what's most important in our lives? We're not sacrificing our children, but we are giving the Lord things in our lives.
Yeah.
How does that tie in to us, to our everyday
life? Yeah, great question.
To today.
And while you were asking that very question, one thought just flashed to my mind. It would have been easier for Abraham to have placed himself on that altar.
Yeah, or even his wife.
Or his wife, than to place his own son, who has his whole life yet ahead of him.
Yeah.
And Abraham, is now past 100 years of age. So today for us, what would that look like? Well, it would just be, apart from the Lord, what is most important to you. It might be a relationship. It might be one of your own children. It might be a spouse. It might be a career. It might be a ministry. It might be a possession. It might be whatever that would be that just dominates your thinking when you're in the car and driving and your mind just keeps going to that.
What God's blessed you with.
Yeah, what God has blessed you with, because this was a blessing. This wasn't something evil Isaac is.
Yeah, exactly.
This was the expression of God's goodness in Abraham's life. And now he's called to give up what is really, from a human perspective, the very best that God has bestowed him with. So for us, it's going to be different for each one of us. But I think each one of us, if we think about it, can put our finger on that live nerve and what it would mean for us to sacrifice whatever that is if God called us to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be a relationship.
Yeah.
It might be a possession. Who knows?
So is the Lord asking, in a sense, to Abraham, I don't want anything to come between me and you? Or is that part of it? You need to be willing to give up anything, no matter what, to follow me? Is that what we need to think in our own lives? Or is there a different angle?
Yeah, no, I think it's that. We need to be willing to give up anything and everything that God would call us to give up And I think of, let's say, missionaries who go to the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they make an enormous sacrifice to give up the security and the comforts of home and a lifestyle to go to a place to learn another language, to live perhaps in a more primitive way, to be totally dependent upon God, to pull your family into that, to see very little initial fruit that would come from your labors, how much easier it would have been to have remained where you are and remain in your comfort zone, to walk away from all of that, to take the path of greatest resistance. And there may be some of you watching this broadcast, and God maybe has been tugging on your heart to go to the mission field. To another part of this world. And maybe you've been somewhat resistant, but this chapter in Genesis 22 should speak volumes to where you are of the sacrifice that God would be calling upon you to make. And perhaps you may not even be aware at this moment of what God next month or next season of your life would call upon you to make. The question is, are you willing at this moment, are you willing to give up whatever the Lord would require of you in order to move forward in His will for your life? That's the issue, and it needs to be settled now before that time comes. Well, thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. This has been a powerful passage, Kent. I think it speaks to each and every one of us. And I trust that it has been a good challenge for your heart and soul. Will you pass the test when that time comes? Well, Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope.